On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claresy, Matt and Kimber, Lachie Neal called in to talk Dockers.
One of us confessed something that we did on our holidays that left us feeling very guilty, right, Claresy?
Can you not bring it up? And we found out what food item has just been discovered that's over 14,000 years old.
It was a Big Mac.
Nice.
The Claresy, Matt and Kimber Catch-Up goes great with a walk. Step up for sick kids. Register now for Up All Night and help raise funds for the families at Ronald McDonald House. See upallnight.org.au.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
He's an AFL superstar, a Doig medalist for Frio's Best and Fairest, and he's our man inside the Fremantle Dockers. It's Lachie Neal on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
You'll hear Frio versus Essendon. It's the Dockers and the Bombers at Etihad Saturday with a 2:35 p.m. bounce right here on Mix 94.5. Lachie Neal, g'day champ, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're good, Lachie. Now, round 18, it's just sort of heating up for most fans now. But how does it feel for you? Like, does it feel like the season just started, or is this thing dragging on?
Good attitude.
Certainly not dragging on. I love playing footy, and I think everyone that plays has a love for it. There's obviously times when it gets tough and whatnot, but I don't want the season to end, and certainly doesn't feel like it's dragging on, that's for sure.
Well, mate, you know, there's no reason why it should end. It was a great win against Port, and I'm just looking at your next four. Obviously, you got my Bombers this week, but then Hawthorn, then the Derby and Carlton. You know, anything can happen in a Derby, as we know. They're four games that, you know, you could win, and that would have you in finals contention.
Yeah, exactly. We're sort of anything's possible. We've seen that over the last few years, that teams that you don't expect to make finals and whatnot have made it. So anything is possible. And if we play like we did on the weekend, then we give ourselves the best chance to win a few more games before the end of the year.
Sure.
Hey, Lock, got to half-time in the footy on the weekend, mate, and I realised, I went, what happened in that quarter? That second quarter was the weirdest quarter of footy I've ever seen, I think. And we scored 7 points and Port didn't score at all. What was going on? Did you realise that was happening?
I did, probably about halfway through the quarter, I realised that we hadn't kicked a goal yet. But I think our method and whatnot was really strong. We just couldn't finish off. If we had have kicked sort of 5-2 in that quarter, it would have been a really good quarter of footy. And I've heard some commentary that it was quite an ugly quarter and whatnot, but I think it was just our finishing. If we had have kicked a few more goals than 0-7, it would have been a really good quarter of footy for us.
Well, Lachie, I don't know if I should say this or not, but off air, Matt said, look, I love Lachie, but I don't want him to really beat my Bombers right now. Have you lost friendships over team passion?
Well, my mum is a long-time Bombers supporter.
Oh.
So I'm not sure who she'll be going for this weekend. Hopefully Fremantle, but you never know with her, so... I haven't lost friendships over it, but I know that Mum still has a bit of a soft spot for the Bombers, and my dad was a long-time Geelong supporter as well, so they still have their soft spots for their teams.
Of course. I'm not going to drop you, buddy. We're still mates.
Oh, it's mainly because Lachie's still holding on to you.
Yeah. I bet that was a weird day, the day you were drafted, mate. Everyone's going, well, I want him there, and you went to Frio.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone sort of wants to have their own team, but very happy at Fremantle.
And I'm interested, you know, when you read things in the paper, like a boring win or whatnot, but you look at what we've just seen with the World Cup, and to win big competitions, you have to win any way you can. And if that's winning ugly, then so be it.
Yeah, that's it. I think any win is really important in the AFL, and they're hard to come by. And we played a genuine top four side on the weekend, and was able to keep them to a relatively low score and get a win, which is really important for us. I don't think that we've beaten anyone inside the top eight at the moment. So to get a really good team in Port Adelaide was massive for us.
Okay, Lock, before you go, mate, I caught up with a mate of yours, a guy by the name of Andy Brayshaw, on the weekend. I got to interview him at the footy, right? And I asked him, because he lives at your place, right?
He does.
Right, the 18-year-old, the number two draft pick. And I said, who does the cooking? And he reckons he's done a little bit of cooking at your place. But I said, it's probably not good that you poison a former Doig medalist, right? He said that you try doing a bit of cooking, but he said he's 25, but he's still a bit of a kid. So Jules does most of the cooking. Have I put him in it big time? Is that true?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He's just a bit of a cheeky kid. I'm usually cook the meat and whatnot, and Jules will do the rest of the salad and veggies and whatnot. So he probably sees Jules in the kitchen and I'm out on the Weber.
That's what it is.
Nice. Lockie, you don't have to justify yourself. If you want fish fingers for dinner, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I'll have to get into him when I see him.
Just tell him Tim Gossage told you.
Yeah, I will.
Good on you, Locke. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
All the best on the weekend.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Been back at work. It's the fourth day back after a couple of weeks off.
Yep.
And, guys, I have a moral dilemma.
Oh, no.
So the day before our holidays, just before our holidays on the Friday, right, I went to go and check. I was going to go and check my lotto ticket at a certain shopping centre in Perth. I won't say where. Okay. I won't even say north or south.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I thought, I'm going to grab a coffee on the way in. I get into the coffee shop, very busy coffee shop at the front of the shopping centre, and there were 15 people in the queue. Mm-hmm. And I went, I think I'll give it a miss.
I'm Dean Clares. I don't wait that long.
I wish I could say that. No, in fact. So then it's radio. So I go inside the shopping centre. There's like a secondary coffee shop in there. There's like a cafe come small goods kind of place.
Okay, yes.
So I think, I think I can see a coffee machine. That's what that thing looks like. I'll go and ask. So I go over there. The woman was lovely, right? And I say, do you do takeaway coffee? She said, I'll tell you what our system is here. The system is that, see that container there? You put a donation in and we'll make you a coffee. And I went, I have no cash on me. I've only got my card. She said, well, next time you come back, pay for what you think the coffee's worth.
Oh, that's very kind.
I went, how sweet. Yeah, I've got a name and all the rest of it. I said, look, I'm on holidays next week. I'll come and put some money in your container.
Great.
She said, we like to do it this way because some people, you know, they get a coffee and they pay their $3.90 or $4 or $4.50 and it's hideous and it's wishy-washy and it's awful.
They're not happy.
Yeah. So
yeah, people want to have a reassurance when they're getting a coffee that it's what they like.
True, yes. Yeah. So I get my coffee and I thank her and I say, I'll see you really soon. I even got her name in there so I could thank her when I came back and all the rest of it. And I'm walking out to the car park and I take the lid off my cappuccino and I'm not a coffee snob, but I'm a bit of a sweet tooth. So I get a cappuccino, but I enjoy my coffee and I probably have too many.
Mm. Anyway,
so I take the lid off and I take my first sip of the coffee and it's the most watery, disgusting coffee I've ever had
in my life.
But the problem being, right, for the whole 2 weeks of the holidays, I avoided that shopping centre because I got the guilt. Because I promised her I'd go back and put some money in a container.
But now you feel like to teach, what are you trying to teach them a lesson?
Well,
by not paying money, it's obvious that it was wishy-washy.
Well, it's awkward. You know, what do I do? She was talking about other people's coffee being, and it wasn't a good coffee.
And it's 2 weeks later and you're still feeling bad.
Well, this is 3 weeks later. I haven't been, I deliberately didn't go down the street that led to that shopping centre. I don't even want to say the name of any of the roads surrounding.
No.
I don't want to know.
No.
I've got two things to say.
Yeah, what do you got?
First of all, is you have to go back.
Right.
You have to go back and give a donation, whatever you choose to give. The second is maybe she was setting you up for the fall because she knew it was crap.
She might have.
And she wanted to lower your expectations.
But how much do I take back? I've got a container with 5 cent pieces in. Do I put a few of those in? It sounds like I'm putting a lot of money in.
No, because the fact is, Claire, you would have paid $4 for the coffee in the first place anyway. So chuck a couple of dollars in and you're guilt free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt hanging over me and I needed to talk to my friends when I got back.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, on quite a serious note, a lot of us carry guilt and shame and it's a burden. And wherever possible, if you can relieve yourself of that burden, it's a way for a much healthier and happier life.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You know, say sorry when you need to say sorry.
Right.
Swallow you. Oh, all the time.
Listen to him over here. He's such a guru. Well, you don't have a guilty conscience.
No, well, I do on a few things, but I have learnt over years that, you know, that you saying sorry is one of the most liberating things you can do.
Sounds like an Elton John song.
What about if you don't say what about if you don't say sorry though? Put it this way. Like, so I had a neighbor once who never took care of their lawn, right? And they used to just it was a real mess, but we had like a verge where we had to kind of take care of each other's, you know, their lawn goes onto my lawn.
Yep.
So I was trying to do the right thing and always mow my half and try and do beyond what I had to. I did a lot of theirs.
Mm.
But they let it get out of control and it was totally crazy and I gave them 6 to 12 months to sort it out and they didn't and it was just a mess.
Mm.
So I mowed it and then I went and dumped all the lawn clippings on their lawn.
Oh, dear.
Well, because I was sick of it and we'd already had a conversation. Yep. They already knew this is how it was going to be. This was the arrangement. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine type of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I went and I dumped it on their lawn and I came back to my house and I was like, rah, yeah, that felt, rah. And then I just felt awful.
Yes.
I felt awful. And I went back there within 5 minutes with a rake.
Yeah.
And I cleaned it all up.
Yes, good for you.
Good what for a you. Yeah, but you know, sometimes the guilty conscience catches you out.
Yeah,
you
don't,
know?
It the does. Moral to the story is don't dump on the neighbour's lawn. That's the key.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt, and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Hey, you remember when we spoke to Dr. Michael Mosley and he told us about those life hacks where if you freeze bread or if you reheat pasta and rice, you know, you're getting like half the sugar and more of the fiber.
Yeah, less carbs.
Yeah, totally changed my life that. I mean, I was sort of doing it that anyway because I always freeze my bread because I do love my bread.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it just makes economic sense too, doesn't it? It lasts longer.
Yeah, it lasts longer because what would you say, like with a sort of bought, I know with the sliced bread and whatnot, what would you give it a few days?
Oh, no, I used to have one of those things when I was a kid.
The bread bin.
It was like a plastic thing with a little garage door on it.
Yeah.
And it would last a few days and it'd start going a bit moldy.
I can't eat the bread the next day. I reckon it's already too stale. Yes. It has to be frozen
that day. We're pampered pooches with bread now, aren't we?
We are a little bit. Well, I mean, imagine tucking into a loaf of bread that was 14,500 years old.
Ooh.
Oh, seems a bit like it's sort of like Melba toast.
Yes. Well, they have discovered a loaf of bread in Jordan, in the Middle East there.
Yeah.
They think it would belong to a group of people called the Natufians,
okay,
which is pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's 14,500 years old, this loaf of bread, which is about 4,000 years earlier than they first thought bread was being made. And, you know, it's extraordinary. It was made with, a variety of grains and tubers from a papyrus grass.
Okay.
I love the fact that they can find that
stuff out.
They
actually know that stuff, yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. But the most interesting part of it, I guess, is that and I'm not having a crack at Paleo Pete here.
Yeah.
But the proponents of the paleo diet talk about eating food that happened before man went into agriculture.
Yeah, like the caveman kind
of. Yes.
Yeah, Cro-Magnon man.
Absolutely. But this proves that people were, using grains and whatnot to create things like bread long before we thought they were doing that.
So bakers were getting up at 2 a.m. even back then?
They were.
Even though they didn't have a clock?
Yeah. Baker's delight.
Like the sundial.
How do you go, I don't know, paleo, it's for Christmas, but it's not for life.
No.
I couldn't. This loaf of bread is... How old is it?
14,005. About as old as I feel this morning.
I would still eat that.
Oh,
that
totally.
That looks bloody delicious
to
me.
Brilliant.
I don't know if I'm supposed to. It just looks really good.
I told you I had a hamburger at a food court yesterday, didn't I? I think the bread was 15,000 years old.
Oh, was it?
Paying the price ever since.
Well, but the most extraordinary part of this story is not only did they find the bread from 14,500 years ago, they found an audio recording.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
At the same archaeological site.
Oh, you're
kidding.
Yes. Like part of the dig.
Absolutely. And this is what they heard.
Good on your mum. Tip top's the one. Good on your mum.
All those years ago.
Should I have bothered? No.
Cute.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, you know I'm king of relationships.
Yes.
That's not the joke. No, relationships are a lot like math and algebra. Have you ever looked at your ex and wondered why?
Hey, not bad.
So many times I can't count.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Claire, Matt and Kimber always have plenty of sleep to catch up on. You will too if you register to help raise funds for the families at Ronald McDonald House. See upallnight.org.au.